even know what even. There's a short video. Shane, it's the. Those Israelites.
The black Israelites.
Might be the funniest people that ever have lived.
Imagine them in a roast battle.
I mean, I was on the toilet this morning taking a shit. It was like 7:45. I'm taking a dump. My eyes are fucking still crusty. And I'm scrolling down Reddit and I see that it was like the real story behind it. And apparently those dudes were screaming at the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they were saying?
Yeah, they're like, the reason your guys' country's gone is because you worship totem poles.
Because you worship fucking rams and sheep.
Yeah.
God took your land. And then did you hear when the black dude yells back at him? Some like civilian black dude walks up and is like, says something like, shut the fuck up, Uncle Tom, motherfucker. Fuck you, Uncle Tom. And then a Native American dude comes up.
The same guy
called him fucking Uncle Tomahawk, dude. He called him fucking Uncle Tomahawk. Dude, I'm on the toilet this morning. I was like, bah!
I started Uncle Tomahawk?
I was literally, dude, it was full Shao Kahn, dude. I was sitting on my fucking throat. I was like, excellent.
I mean, that's a dagger, dude.
He called him fucking Uncle, and it was on the spot, too. This guy, like, he put that together on the spot. He's like, Uncle Tomahawk. And you see him back up. He goes, he's Uncle Tomahawk. He had to put it on the record. Dude, I was at work today, and I would start laughing. And so I'm like, what's so funny? I'm like, nothing.
I mean, these guys are, do you think they think it's funny?
They're just imagine if you could go around and say whatever you wanted.
Yeah, but like, do you think they're saying it? Because obviously they have a message that they want out.
Sure.
But, like, the Uncle Tomahawk is such a funny fucking line that, like, these guys have to be hilarious.
I mean, the guy clearly is.
That guy's hilarious.
He came up with that on the spot.
I wonder if Westboro Baptists are funny at all. I bet they drop some fucking dimes every once in a while.
I mean, you'd have to watch them, dude.
Dead soldiers.
Someone
funeral.
Needs to follow these guys. Yeah, when they go, they probably do.
they drop every once in a while. Westboro drops a fucking dime.
Someone's over like, how could they're like?
Actually,
dude, this guy dropping this is the funniest fucking thing.
Is this the Uncle Tomahawk that was wearing like he was wearing like a hoodie, and he had like a stick?
Yeah, he was definitely
a cool ass Uncle Tomahawk.
He was Jafar. Oh wait, you were talking about the Uncle Tomahawk.
The Uncle Tomahawk. One of the Tomahawks came in with like,
dude,
Native American, but also like a hoodie and jeans.
That's right. That's Uncle Tom's. Your Uncle Tomahawk.
That's right.
Got your head up the white man's ass.
Curious.
Wow.
By the way, queued that up. I just was scrolling through. It came right up to that. That was fun. That might be the black Israelite power within me, dude.
Black Israelites, you might descend from black people that were the lost tribe.
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Who's that British dude that did remember the prison guy?
Who?
The British dude that went to that, like, prison in Miami. We watched the documentary. British.
He's
like a dork.
Yeah,
he's really funny.
I know you're talking
about. He did one where he went to a black Israelite compound.
I saw that. It was hilarious.
Yeah, somebody posted on the Reddit.
Billy.
Oh fuck yeah! Shout out Billy.
That's what a dog.
But the part where he's like naming people he thought was white historically.
Oh dude,
the black dude sitting there. He's like black. William Shakespeare, unquestionably black. He's like Christopher Columbus. He leans back. He's like he white.
Dude, who else? They claimed someone that was Tom Jones.
Yeah,
they were like
Tom
adamant
Jones.
About claiming Tom Jones is black.
Yeah.
That was like the first thing. Like, y'all think fucking Tom Jones.
Well, I thought that was Michael Jackson. The way he described it, he's like,
that's
they
what
look
I thought
white. They sound black.
I thought he was talking about MJ.
He's like, who are you talking about? He's like, Tom Jones. Like, who the fuck is Tom Jones, dude?
He thinks it's not
about?
On you. It's not on you. Dude, that is so fucking funny. They're claiming TJ. I had to start looking
that
at
guy, that. Just the only thing that means is that guy loves Tom Jones.
He does. Dude. He's
like, he listened to Tom Jones. He's like, "This is sick." And then he had to go to the Black Israelite temple and be like, "My brothers, I have some important news to share. Tom Jones is black."
I was thinking about who was black and who was not black today.
It's Tom Jones.
Oh my god! Dude.
Yeah, anybody they like, they're like, "He's black."
Yeah, dude.
That one of them gets into the NHL.
That is so funny how
Sidney Crosby black.
That's like one of the I think the biggest forms of racism right now that no one addresses is like black dudes. No one expects like anything from them in terms of like some sort of moral standard or decency,
that's
public decency.
That's been a relative. That's a common theme on the Secret Podcast.
Dude,
from day one, we've
it's
been
true.
Like, it's racist to treat black people like. they don't have to act right.
To have people,
you better fucking act right.
To have people running around slam, dude, that was a 360
tomahawk.
Tomahawk, dude. to have that guy on his feet and be like Uncle Tomahawk, and the news guy was just going like, they fast forwarded through those whole guys being like, you motherfucking homosexual mother blah blah,
yeah,
worshiping rams and pigs and shit. Dude, if those kids were saying that shit, he'd be in fucking Guantanamo.
Yeah.
And that news guy was like, black people being ridiculous and racist. All right. Ooh. There's a white guy smiling ironically. Dude, it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And anybody that you tell this to is like, well, that's black Israelites. They're funny. Yeah, which is reasonable.
They are fucking funny.
I agree with that stance.
True.
But white kids smirking. But also you're kind of funny.
Well, you're also like, you're so white teenager.
Is held to a higher standard.
Grown black man.
Men. Dressed like,
well,
again,
the one guy was the dude Jafar'd who was out. Really, yeah, that guy was Jafar, dude.
That might have been Jafar. They're remaking Aladdin.
Instead,
I hope
instead, they... instead of the fucking, he just comes out of like a Mercury Cougar in the sand.
When they remake Aladdin, I hope black Israelites.
He pulls the club off his Mercury Cougar and it comes into a full bow stand. Woo, dude. Him doing Uncle Tomahawk, it was with me all day, and I would sit there, stop, and be like, "Oh, Jesus Christ, that's hilarious."
If I said that during a show, I'd be like,
"Stand by that, dude."
That deserves a standing ovation. That's a walk off.
A fucking Uncle Tomahawk, dude. Sorry, I couldn't get over that. That was killing me.
That's incredible.
That is.
Yeah, I watched that whole tape as soon as we got done 2 weeks ago when we. Yep. Sided, we were compromised.
We were, for sure.
I watched that whole thing that they published.
I know.
The black Israelites were like, nah,
we
this was
fucking,
us, dude.
I know, which is like, nah, we lit shit up.
Yeah, that's very Taliban type.
True.
Like, just like, that was us. You know that disaster? That was us, yeah. Dude.
Yeah, we started that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in there roasting everyone. That's pretty much what they do. If you walk by those guys, like, you crack-ass mother. Yeah. You used to walk by and you're like, what up, bulls?
That's what that pastor did. Pastor Aiden. Remember
really?
When we went and fucked with him at Drexel?
Oh, yeah,
when
he walked
out, he was just roasting everyone.
True. He was
pretty funny. Like, a girl would walk in and be like, yeah, you fucking slut. He'd be like...
Yeah, you're like, holy fuck.
Damn.
But yeah, that guy,
then
like...
I walked up and he was like, Notre Dame, they fucking suck. And
that,
I was like, what
that
the
was
fuck,
actually
dude?
Pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, that was really funny.
So I guess you just got to go... He doesn't really... I mean, he catches heat, but he's like so...
He hit me with Notre Dame sucks.
That's kind of, yeah.
That's a deep fucking
cut. It's a low
cut.
Blow.
Yeah, he saw me rocking a coach's polo. He knew. It's like, I'll hurt this guy.
He's scanning. He's a girl slut. He looks at you and a scanner. He's like, beep, 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 beep. He's like, Notre Dame fucking sucks. You're like, God fucking damn,
he
dude.
Nailed me. Yeah,
damn, bro.
Black Israelites, we should see if they'll sponsor us. That could be a sick sponsorship.
That's not a bad idea.
We could reach out to
they
them
got
and be
some
like,
money.
You guys send us a paragraph. We'll fucking read it every week.
Holy
give us
shit,
a
dude.
Teaching a week, and we'll fucking go with it, dude.
Dude, I'm literally going to contact them.
Well,
I'll hit them up.
I don't know if we want them on our fucking trail.
Why not?
They could get us, dude.
Do you think? Yeah, they might come out here.
I don't think they'd never do anything violent.
No, I don't think so.
Right? I think that would get shut down right away.
You think they never fucked anyone up?
I'm sure they fucked some people up, but...
That must suck, dude. You get fucking black Israelite hate crimed.
There's the walk nowadays. People would be like, oh, well, you shouldn't have provoked me.
Dude, I've never heard of any black Israelite, like, physical hate crimes.
I think they know.
I think they just... Oh, yeah, it's true, too.
Dude, the... Definitely local officials.
They have.
Are
they probably
waiting.
Have. They're probably in the gaze of FBI by binoculars. All they have. Probably. They're probably under sniper scope at all times.
Just waiting for one of them.
Any black dude who sits and like speaks freely in a public square instantly is in the cross. Someone's just watching them, and they're like, "Uncle Tomahawk." Like, all right, he's fine. Pack it up.
Clear. <I'll> He's good.
He's fine. This guy makes sense.
Yeah. They. That's definitely the case. If they fuck up, like
true.
If they actually incited violence,
true.
The honkies would come down hard.
True,
dude.
There would be some honkies in the trees. There's honkies in the trees.
That's the last thing you want, dude. Honkies up in a tree.
There's honkies out there, dude. If you're like out there, if you're a black dude, you start making too much sense. They fucking
there's
elite
a tree honky. Yeah, waiting, dude. He's got a high caliber rifle,
dude. I got.